celebrate the fall at the Monster Pumpkin Festival. And joining us this morning, Michael Dongeli, back to tell us more about it. Michael, good morning.
John, happy morning to you, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I drove across the 14 Game Bridge. Was it yesterday, day before? I can't remember which one. I looked down, and man, those pumpkins down there are so big, you can see them from the bridge.
Yeah, right. Hey, we weren't lying when we said you need a forklift to pick these things. I mean, this is this is Pittsburgh's wackiest weekend of giant pumpkin fun for sure. And also, people actually have a chance to be part of history here too in this age of social media, everything. You know, we've got the world's largest pumpkin grown in 2019 at 2,517 pounds. And then, of course, we're also going to set that jack-o'-lantern record this weekend as well with a 2,118-pounder. Going to break the world record for the largest jack-o'-lantern, and they started carving that already yesterday. So they should finish that up today. If anything, come on down and make yourself part of history. Get a picture with one of these two giants and put it online and make history with us.
Well, you know how much people love to come down and have their picture taken with the big duck when it was over on the other shore. I would imagine there will be a lot of selfies taken with that huge jack-o'-lantern. Now, but you've got so much more than just the monster pumpkins, which are certainly enough to come down and see and bring the kids down and marvel at them. I want to talk about the pumpkin paddle, the great pumpkin paddle. What exactly is this?
Well, this is a series of races that we do. We actually open the pumpkins up top, and we hollow them out. And of course, we extract the seeds because, as you know, that's the important part of all this for the growers. And then we put these pumpkins in the river. They're exceptional floaters,
and we
call them pumpkin boats. But they really don't steer all that well. They're not really made for boating, but once they're out there, they're floating and people are paddling them, and it's just the zaniest flotilla of floating fruit you've ever seen.
How many people can fit in one of those pumpkins?
You know what? The ones that we're using for this particular event are a little bit smaller. When I say that, we're talking about 900 to 1,000 pounds, so one person per pumpkin.
Please. Okay, and they've got a paddle, and they're trying to paddle their pumpkin down, but there's no rudder on these pumpkins, is there?
No, there's no rudder whatsoever. That's what kind of makes it fun and almost makes it exhausting for a lot of these guys because, I mean, it's not really how fast you paddle. It's just wherever the water takes you, that's pretty
exactly.
much where you're going.
What time is that going to happen?
That's going to happen on Saturday starting at 1 o'clock. We have four heats with 10 rowers in each heat. Lasting all the way up to, I think the last one kicks off at 4 o'clock, so there's four different heats with 10 people, all from Pittsburgh. We kind of ran a Facebook contest to let people enter.
That's fun.
Try out this this incredible feat here.
Pumpkin kayaks, if you will. All right, you've also got a costume thing going on with a 5K where people come dressed in their costumes and run. Let me guess, I'll bet that's in the morning.
That is in the morning. We kick off everything with the Lecom Costume Caper 5K walk and run. So that's for everybody. And of course, it's a great route because it's up and down the river walk and the trails there.
Okay.
So you got the city in the background. Absolutely, just spectacular way to kick off your morning.
And yeah, if you're going to take a Saturday walk, why not come down and take it with as part of the 5K? What time does that start?
That's going to start at 8 a.m., and there's still time to register for that. You can register right up till we hit the starting gun at 8 o'clock. So please come down and support it. We'd love to have you.
On Sunday, you've got a pie-eating contest, and you're going to be dropping some pumpkins. You got to drop pumpkins. It's just part of, as God is my witness, I thought pumpkins could fly. No, I don't think so. You're going to drop them from 100 feet. And is that like you take them up in a crane and drop them?
Yeah, you got it. That's exactly
okay.
what we do. There's a special hoist that we put on them. We take them up. We do four over the course of the weekend. Two of them we fill with candy for the kids. We just drop that, and we call that our pumpkin pinata. And then, of course, two we do for charity, where people can actually buy a little numbered ping pong ball, put it in the inflatable pool of water, and those pumpkins we drop from about 100 feet high.
Ooh.
And then the splash where the farthest ping pong ball wins a nice prize package.
Sounds like an awful lot of fun. Let's see, you got the pumpkin patch, you've got glass blowing, you got the kids pedal tractor pull, lots of great things for the family at the Monster Pumpkin Festival. Now, Michael, the most critical question here, how much does it cost?
You know, John, that's the great thing about it all. It is absolutely free. So you've got no excuse not to come down.
Absolutely.
All this pumpkin sanity that we talk about, and the price is certainly right.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I hope it goes well for you guys this weekend. A lot of folks come down, Michael. Thank you.
John, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for all you do for the city, and hope to see you there.